A mathematician recently made headlines by claiming that he had discovered a mathematical formula that answered humanity's most important question. The question in question, does God exist? It is truly life's ultimate issue. Is there a creator? Can science prove he exists? If he does exist, what does that mean to you and me? These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to take a look at the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
It's life's ultimate question. Does God exist? How we define our self-worth, how we define our relationships with others, even how we define death, is determined by how we answer that question. It's common in our society to believe that science deals with facts and reality, while religion, well, it deals with faith and beliefs that can't be proved. But are all the scientific arguments used to disprove God's existence based on facts? You know, sometimes the does God exist debate is like the man who claimed that if God existed, then he would give the Supreme Being 5 minutes to strike him dead. After 5 minutes, the man claimed that God obviously doesn't exist. A bystander proclaimed that surely the man didn't expect an all-powerful, all-knowing, merciful God to lose patience and kill one of his creations after just 5 minutes. Both men walked away feeling as though they had made their point. Neither had influenced the other. The question of the existence of someone greater than us becomes very real when we try to comprehend the size of the universe. Now, just think about this a minute. Envision our sun as the size of an orange. On that scale, the Earth is a grain of sand orbiting the sun 30 feet away. The gigantic planet Jupiter, many times larger than the Earth, is a cherry pit circling 200 feet away. Saturn, also the size of a cherry pit, orbits two blocks away from our sun. Pluto, the outermost known planet in our solar system, is another speck of sand almost a half a mile away from our orange-sized sun. How does that compare with distances within our galaxy? On that scale, the sun's nearest neighbor, the star Alpha Centauri, is 1,300 miles away. Now, that little exercise is from a booklet titled Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Today we have with us by telephone hookup from Oakland, California, Bill Bradford. He's the co-author of Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? And it's printed by the United Church of God, the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Thanks for being on the show with us today, Bill.
Thanks, Gary. Nice to be here. I'm glad you called.
Let me ask you, first of all, before we get into the booklet, what prompted you to write a booklet on the existence of God in the first place?
Well, this subject has always been a favorite of mine, Gary. I believe it's very important to answer people's questions in a logical way that makes sense to them. And people do have questions, and many times those questions simply aren't satisfied by telling people that, well, you simply have to believe that it is so. I believe we are given rational minds. And I wanted to approach this from a logical, rational way so that people can see that the idea of understanding God is simply not a matter of just believing that he exists and leave it at that. I think that's one of the big accusations that science has against religion, that religion does not have proof. But I think as we get into this, you're going to see that science really has very little proof for what it is saying.
Now, it's interesting. In your booklet, you claim that the evidence of the existence of God has been prejudiced by the scientific community. Now, how has that been done?
Well, I think it's pretty much pervasive in our society. Whenever our children go to our institutions of higher learning, whether they're state institutions or private institutions, and if they're not a religious institution, you'll find that many of the subjects are taken from an evolutionary point of view. In other words, the subjects that are taught, God has no relevance in these subjects. Nobody seeks the answers from God. They seek answers from from a certain fundamental basis. That is that, first of all, God does not exist. And if you look at any subject you might want to pick, say natural history, psychology, sociology, the humanities, for instance, are all taught on the basic premise that God did not establish eternal law or absolute law. And many of our college courses and our whole society is based on the fact that there is no absolute law for everyone. For instance, the study of philosophy, which pervades, of course, many of our subjects today that are taught. You have the development of human ethics and morals apart from an all-wise God who created man for his own purpose. And so you find the very basis of learning in our institutions is godless.
Well, sometimes, because of our educational system, it seems that science is looked on as dealing with facts, while religion is merely faith and superstition. Now, are science and religion diametrically opposed to each other?
Well, that's a good question. People ask that quite a bit. Many times, religion doesn't attempt to understand science, and science tends to dismiss religion. So they tend to be in the minds of people on opposite extremes here. But true science does say it deals in fact. Religion says it deals in truth. Now, the fact of God's existence isn't always dismissed by the scientific community. In fact, there are many scientists who really believe that you had to have a creator, someone who caused it. One basic idea that you have in science is that there has to be a cause for every effect. There has to be fundamental laws. They have to have circumstances that occur, and there has to be a reason behind those circumstances. Something makes it happen. Let me put it in a very simple way here to you, Gary. If you came home and you found, say, something broken in your house, you found some dishes on the floor, for instance,
mm-hmm.
and you came in and you said, "Who did that?" And your children said, "We don't know. It just happened." Now, you would know better, wouldn't you? It's the same thing here. We see so much evidence out here, and there are people who say, very learned people, that there is a rational explanation of where it all came from, and that rational explanation does not lie in the theory of evolution.
If you're listening and you're interested in life's ultimate question, stay tuned, because we'll be right back to discuss more of this topic with author Bill Bradford right after this message.
No question is more far-reaching than this. Does God exist? If there is no God, life has no purpose. There's no future beyond the grave. But if there is a creator, that changes everything. Can we know for sure? Request this free booklet to discover the truth. It's titled, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
We're back on the telephone with Bill Bradford from Oakland, California, co-author of Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? You know, Bill, in looking at the booklet, I find your analysis interesting concerning the Earth as a planet perfect for life. Now, what exactly do you mean by that?
What we're finding up until now is that we simply do not see any other planet or heavenly body out here that is perfect for life. Actually, we haven't found life. I know we're sending probes into Mars, for instance, and they say, well, we're looking for evidence of life. And I'll tell you now, they're really not going to find any there because it never was there. And Earth is the only place where there is life. And, of course, whenever you read the Bible and when you understand the plan of God, He put life on this Earth for His own purpose. But it's a planet that has been designed so perfectly for life. All of the conditions are necessary for life, and those conditions are so exacting that the possibility for life on other planets is practically infinitesimal. We simply haven't been able to find life or any indication that life or signals that's coming from anywhere else in the universe, no matter how hard we try. And I'm going to predict here, Gary, that we simply won't find it. It's simply not there.
Now, I notice you place a lot of emphasis on nature's design and natural laws. How do you feel that these prove the existence of a creator?
Well, you can see this in several ways. First of all, right here on Earth, we can chart the position of the stars and planets for any given day or month or year, forward or backward. We can go backward and we can say exactly what happened 1,000 years ago, for instance. And this tells us that the universe has immutable laws by which it functions. You have laws of gravity, for instance. It's something you can't see. Matter of fact, we have a hard time even defining what it is, but we simply know it's there and we know it works. And we know the effects of it. And so we can set our watches, I mean down to the second, because of how the heavenly bodies revolve and or how they rotate. While we understand laws of physics to be immutable, absolute, predictable, we don't recognize the existence of moral laws that are also absolute. And here, of course, is where man has the opportunity, simply because God gave him the opportunity to do so, if he chose that way, to alter or to live in violation of those laws. And as a result, of course, we pay the penalty for doing so.
Which sort of brings us to a logical next step here in questions. You know, if creation proves the Creator, has this Creator given us any understanding or meaning? You know, what is the meaning? What is the purpose of human life?
All right, now this is a very important question because it's the next logical step, is that we have to understand why are we here? That's something every human being asks, and I'll tell you why he asks that. It's because he was made this way. Evolution cannot explain why a human being with the mental capacity that he has, the ability to reason in the way he does, to so much as to ask the question, why are we here? Is there something more out here? If there were no God, there's no possibility of life beyond the grave. There's no possibility of immortality. Life simply ends with a grave. There's nothing more than that. There's no transcendent purpose that gives meaning to our lives. We wouldn't have any more significance than a barnyard of pigs, for instance, or gnats that live a few days and then die.
If you're just joining us, by the way, we're on the phone with Bill Bradford, co-author of Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Let me ask you this question. Why do you think, then, that humanity has an almost sort of natural hostility towards the concept of God?
The premise is very simple, Gary. If you dismiss the idea of God and you get rid of Him, then you can also get rid of His laws and you can do whatever you want to do. And this is really what's behind the idea of evolution and the idea that God is dead, because people deep down want to do what they want to do. Now, the Bible points this out, in fact, in Romans, the first chapter, where the Apostle Paul is taking quite a world view in what he's saying here. He says they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a debased mind. I think he hits the nail right on the head that they really don't want God involved in their business. And so as the consequences of that is that he goes on to explain that they became filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, backbiters, haters of God, you see, violent. This is the world. He's describing a world that has dismissed God as having any relevance. And it has to do with basically what people deep down themselves want. They want God out of their business. They don't want God to tell them what to do. And for the short-term pleasure that they get out of that, they are missing out on the great and wonderful purpose that God might even have for them.
Well, we have a lot more to talk about in the next segment with Bill Bradford, so don't go away.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but bad news? Well, here's some good news. You can receive a year's subscription to the Good News Magazine absolutely free. The Good News Magazine isn't a Pollyannish cover-up of today's problems. It is a magazine that dares to look at today's problems and ask the questions that must be asked. The Good News seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered in the pages of your Bible. Today's radio program is sponsored by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. Your free subscription to the Good News has already been paid. You will never be sent a bill or be obligated in any way. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232 for your free subscription to the Good News behind the headline.
We're back on the telephone with Bill Bradford, co-author of Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? In the last segment, we've been talking about the consequences of people denying God's existence. What are some of the consequences for a human being who denies the existence of God?
First of all, if you deny that God exists, you remove him from the scene. You're free to come up with your own ideas and philosophies. You don't have to rely upon God. And the theory of evolution pervades all of our educational institutions. It pervades so many facets of our society. It is so pervasive in the media. God simply has been, for all practical purposes, removed. Now, what has occurred here? Once you remove God, this leaves a vacuum for somebody to step in. The 20th century, as a historian Paul Johnson points out, and I think he's one of the very profound in the way he deals with this subject here in his book, The History of the Modern World from 1917 to 1980s here, because he points out that here is one of the bloodiest, the most violent century in human history. In fact, Friedrich Nietzsche actually predicted that this would take place when he said that God is dead and we humans must be worthy to take his place. Now, what eventually happened here was that when this vacuum was created, God was removed as the authority, and which was an attempt, of course, to remove the agents, meaning the church, the agents of God, as the church claimed to be then. There was an opportunity for then not just man in general, but some single person who would then take on the powers of God, such as Adolf Hitler or Pol Pot, for instance, gangster statesman Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, who had no regard for human life. But who they were, the fact that they should rise to the preeminence over mankind and take a godlike place amongst human beings, having the power over life and having the power of truth. And that's what they claimed. And so once you remove God from the picture, you have men, not humanity rising to a higher level, but single men rising to a very preeminent level amongst humans and then subjecting other humans. So we, in fact, see slavery as the result or the consequence and horrible suffering and death of millions and millions of people as we've seen in this century.
Okay, if I'm a person out here that's sort of skeptical, I believe maybe in the existence of God, but how does God reveal himself to us?
If God exists, why did he make me? Why did he make me with an ability to think, to so much as have a relationship with other people and with him? Can I have a relationship with him? And if so, where do I find that? It's very illogical to assume that God put us all here with the ability to have a relationship with God. And let me make one more statement about the uniqueness of human beings, Gary, is that we are the only ones who can have a relationship with God. Animals cannot. We can understand concepts such as the afterlife. We can understand concepts of good and evil. We are the ones who can change our behavior. Animals normally live by instinct. So we are responsible then to ask these kinds of questions and to find those answers. And God is prepared to reveal himself to us if we would so much as seek him.
Well, is it possible for any human being to really know God? I mean, how do we go about having this kind of relationship you're talking about?
God, first of all, is prepared to step in and to intervene in a person's life. Now, we're going to see in the not-too-distant future that God is going to intervene in world affairs because he's going to bring his plan to a close and he's going to make himself known. But in the meantime, a person on an individual basis can get to know God. But let me just say, if you go back to the Bible, God has revealed himself on so many occasions, and one of the most profound ways is where he revealed himself to man through sending his son Jesus Christ here. And the Bible reveals that Jesus Christ was, in fact, the one who was the creator. Now, here's the most amazing thing. The very creator that we're talking about here, who created the entire universe, who created life, who put life here, and life can only come from life, actually came to this earth. And he lived amongst us, and men didn't recognize who he was and even killed him because there was a whole way of life that he brought here. Now, he did not come down here in vain just to have people ignore him. He is prepared to step into a person's life, to intervene in their lives. He is prepared to reveal himself to them if they are serious about truly seeking who he is and doing what he says, because this is what it means. You've got to be prepared to do what he tells you to do.
Well, if you've been interested in what we've been talking about today, I want to remind you that you can get a free copy of Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? By calling this toll-free number, 1-800-966-9232. It's made possible, free, by the sponsors of this program, the United Church of God. And I want to thank Bill Bradford, co-author of Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist?, for being on the program with us today.
Hey, thank you, Gary. Nice being here.
You have an unusual opportunity to search out the hidden purpose for your existence, to discover your way back to God. Every one of us desperately needs to be reconciled to our Creator. What does God advise us to do? The answer is straightforward. The prophet Isaiah was inspired to give this message: Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God he will abundantly pardon. The Bible refers to this advice as repentance. God wants to show us a way out of our hardships and miseries and grant us understanding of the awesome knowledge of his plan for us. In our information age, we sadly lack the most vital information of all, the knowledge of God. He wants to reveal it to us, but we must be willing to accept it and do some digging for ourselves. In the final analysis, we must simply accept what the writer of the biblical book of Hebrews says when he writes, "He who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." For the Good News, I'm Gary Penny.
No question is more far-reaching than this. Does God exist? If there is no God, life has no purpose. There's no future beyond the grave. But if there is a Creator, that changes everything. Can we know for sure? Request this free booklet to discover the truth. It's titled, Life's Ultimate Question, Does God Exist? Call 1-800-966-9232. That's 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Operators are standing by for your call. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.